Welcome back to the show. Joining me now, Brian Hoyer. First of all, officially from us, welcome to Houston. Welcome out to the golf tournament.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's your golf game?
It's okay.
Your
it's
hat
okay.
Says, you know, golf.
Yeah, so I figure if I look the part, at least maybe I can fool some people into thinking I'm decent. But you know, in a scramble, you don't have to be on all the time. So hopefully, I make a good few good shots for my team.
Well, let's talk about your other team, the Houston Texans team. You've been here for a couple weeks now, working out a little bit with the guys. What do you like? What do you see? Kind of how's the camaraderie going, and how are you fitting in?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I can tell already it's a tight-knit group, and I'm trying to work my way into that and meet as many guys as I can, get to know my teammates. And I can say this, it's a very hard-working group. I mean, you know, we go through our workouts, and then you see people staying around after getting extra work, and that's what you like to see, especially for a team that, you know, is building something strong. You know, they came back and had a great year last year. I know I had to play against this team, how good this team is, and I'm just trying to, you know, find a way to fit in and be a part of something special.
Does it make it a little bit easier for you as far as fitting in and kind of learning things, because you do have familiarity with Godsey, with Bill O'Brien, and with this system?
Yeah, it's been a big help, because it's, you know, I don't have to spend a ton of time, you know, studying a lot of stuff. It's a lot of the stuff is kind of a refresher course, and then, you know, learn the new stuff. So I've been able to spend a lot of time on getting reacclimated, and I think for me, especially with some of these receivers, the new guys, Nate, Cecil, and some of the guys that have been here last year, you know, they've only been in the system for a little bit, so we're kind of all learning it together and spending that extra time, you know, whether it's in the film room or out on the field, and it's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
And competition, of course, is what it's all about. Yourself, Ryan Mallett, I heard you talking a little bit earlier that you guys are learning a lot from each other, getting along great. But it is about the competition, but that's nothing new for you as well.
No, I mean, you know, I've been through it with Ryan before. I've been through it last year back in Cleveland. So it's kind of something I've dealt with my whole career. It's not something I shy away from. And you know, I think really it brings out the best in you as a player.
So you're about to go out here, hit some balls. Not your first attempt or event out here with the Houston Texans, because you participated last week in JJ's softball tournament.
Yeah.
Did pretty well for yourself. How much how much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun. Like I said, you can tell it's a close-knit group. He had a great show out, and, you know, just to go out and have fun with the guys, get to know people, it was great. And, you know, I'm a baseball player at heart, so I miss it sometimes. So to get out and kind of play that sport a little bit was fun.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. We're going to take you back and check out some of the highlights from JJ's softball tournament, because there were some other players not quite as humble as you that really thought they had it going on.
Clearly in game mode. You're a different guy usually when we're talking, you and I, in the locker room, but this is game mode.
Yeah, this is, I got a uniform on, I got a hat on, and I'm sweating, so I'm ready to go.
Are you the best on this defensive side?
Yeah, I believe so, you know, but we'll let the play do the talking.
Well, what are you looking to do tonight?
Well, I don't want to come out here and say I'm really good and then you just come out here and flop and do horrible, so I'm going to keep it modest, and if I do really good, then hey, That's a positive.
All right, John Simon, how good a baseball player are you?
Well, like Mike, this is my first one out here, so I got a lot to prove, so we're about to find out.
True or false, Ben Jones resembles Babe Ruth in the batter's box?
Only in figure, not in the swing.
What's your baseball background, for those that don't know?
Play a little third, pitch a little bit in high school. That's about it, though.
So you can handle yourself out here, right?
Oh, yeah. You'll see me making some plays out there.
Brian Cushing, we spoke with him, and he's, as you would expect, he's confident.
Yeah,
he says he's the best player out here. Is that true?
No. I can tell you confidently, equally as confidently as he told you that he's not.
Brian Cushing doesn't lack for confidence. You know this. He says he's the best player out here softball-wise.
Are you serious?
I'm just repeating.
I'm saying he was serious? Or
very serious. Deadly serious.
I don't know about that one.
Thoughts on Brian Cushing being the best?
Nah.
Not all fun and games. This classic raising money for the J.J. Watt Foundation, and that was the heart of everything.
You know what? This is such a great event. It's such a, I mean, it's so awesome to be a part of and to, you know, see all the support that that comes out here for this game, and to be able to help and raise money for, you know, for a great cause is always awesome and something we really enjoy doing.
It's awesome, man. JJ asked me to come out here, and it was an honor just to be out here. And like you said, raising money for a great cause is pretty fun.
Well, Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. Time for me to go warm up and get ready to play. Although, I didn't realize it. I've had my glove on the whole time. Maybe it's not a golf glove. Maybe it's a microphone glove. Have a great week, everyone.